together.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
People want to get a hold of Bob Chapman's advice, his incredibly lengthy and weighty newsletters. Can do so by getting on at theinternationalforecaster.com. That's www.theinternationalforecaster.com. And, of course, they can also call the toll-free number at 800-375-4188. We do have a few callers here. Let's see. We have, I believe, Troy in West Virginia. Is that you? Or is that you? Hello. Don't hear him.
It's Mike from Rhode Island.
Oh, Mike from Rhode Island. All righty. Okay, we got you confused. Yes, go right ahead.
Well, that's it for a second, Rick. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you. Got a question for Bob Chapman?
Yeah, I'm just calling to. I don't know if you heard about the latest Ed Brown news today yet.
No, not today's news, no.
If you go on to prisonplanet.com.
Yeah, Alex Jones, yeah.
Yeah, the first story.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually listen to about an 8-minute interview with Ed Brown from jail.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he said he was gassed and tortured in a deprivation tank while in the system, and we found out how he was captured.
Okay.
Like I suspected, it was somebody on the inside that he trusted.
Mm-hmm.
A person named Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
That the kid Sean that talked to him today from MakeTheStand.com talked with Ed.
Yes.
Yeah, he talked with Ed. You know, on the phone. You go to the website MakeTheStand.com. It's right there too.
Uh huh.
Ed asked him why did you betray me, Sean? Because Ed thought it was Sean that betrayed him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean's like, I didn't. I was duped just like you. You know.
Uh huh.
So that's what's going on there. His voice didn't sound too good because he was, you know, gassed for a while. I just figured I'd give you a call and update you what's going on with Ed.
Yeah, thank you. Well, of course, Bob, you've followed this case of Ed and Elaine in New Hampshire, and I'm sure you have your own thoughts on the situation. What do you think?
Well, it's probably all true. The government has to get people like this out of circulation.
One way or the other.
It might spread.
Mm-hmm. They really fear. They really fear that.
You know, when you take that position, if you remain in the United States, then you're going to have problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, of course, have made that move, right?
Yeah, well, I don't have any run-ins with them.
Yeah.
There are certain things I stay away with because it's more important that I function than anything else.
Absolutely.
And so some of the things I leave to others.
Mm-hmm.
I never get involved in this 9/11 thing because there's too many other people who know more about it than I do, so
mm-hmm.
I leave it to them. And as you know in the publication, if I see an article that's really good, then I don't try to write about it if it's correct. I just put it in the publication, usually by a link.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the subscribers are getting not only my ideas, but ideas of others that are something that would take them hours and hours to go through the Internet and find, and we know where to go to get all that sort of information, and that saves everybody a lot of time, and they can go and work and do what they do best and come home twice a week if they have a computer, and find out exactly what's going on in the world and who's doing what to whom.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thank you for the check-in. I appreciate that. And God bless you.
God bless you, too, Rick.
All right, sir. Well, all right, we'll be back for another segment as long as Bob can stay here. And we'll take some more calls just ahead for Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. I'm Rick Adams. The Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we're back now. We're going to go right back to the phone with Bob Chapman. We have Leslie in Virginia now. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick, and hello, Mr. Chapman. I had a question. Maybe you can answer this. It came out of the American Free Press. Mr. Tucker reported at the Bilderberg meeting about a report concerning Turkey. There was a discussion whether or not to join the European Union. But they failed to, Turkey did not want to surrender their sovereignty in this meeting. And from my understanding, it was a heated discussion. Now, the next thing we learn is Nancy Pelosi, she spearheads a resolution in regard to the genocide regarding the Armenians during 1915. And it looks like they're backpedaling in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this? Do you think this is retribution against Turkey?
Well, first of all, there's a vocal Armenian lobby, especially in New England and in California, and they want to be recognized as a group that had genocide committed against it. And rightly so, 24 nations have condemned Turkey for doing just that. Of course, those 24 nations don't have a war going on in Iraq, but 70% of the goods that have to be used in that war flowing through Turkey to Iraq and Afghanistan. And so it's not really a politically viable move. Now, what has happened is Congress, especially the House, is backpedaling on it because they don't want the Turks to throw us out. But on the other hand, if the Democrats and some Republicans were really interested in stopping the war and bringing our men home, then what they would do is pass the resolution, it's only a resolution, and let the Turks kick us out. And if they kick us out, we can't supply the troops, and that means they got to leave. It's pretty simple.
Okay. You answered my question.
Any other question, Leslie?
Incidentally, that situation between those two groups has been going on for over 1,000 years, and it isn't going to stop until perhaps the Kurds are destroyed, because there's no way they can really survive. And you know, they've been running drugs, and they've been harassing the Turks for years. And the Turks have been putting up with it because they didn't want any heat, and they wanted to go on about their life. But I think the Turks are going to go in there. And I think they're going to cause grievous damage to America's allies, the Kurds. And I think there's some fierce stuff brewing here. But as I said earlier in the program, I think Kosovo is even more dangerous.
You know, you have a change of government, so to speak, in Turkey, too. And it's getting more and more prone to Islamicism, if you will. And the fact of the matter is, ever since World War II, this government has been used as a footstool for the international gangsters to bribe nations to do what it and they wanted to do. Turkey is no exception to that rule, I believe. Wouldn't you say?
Well, I think they're in the same boat as Egypt and Israel.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Israel's pulling the strings.
They are a Muslim country that's very close to Israel, for economic reasons as well as defense reasons.
Right. They used, and of course, here is the irony, is that the real, you know, genocide that took place by Turkey now against the Armenians in that era is being, of course, belittled and backpedaled by the Israeli lobby that wants, 100% compliance with their Holocaust reparations. So, they have certainly been exposed.
Exclusivity.
Yes, exclusivity. That's the word, Bob?
That's the word.
Some are more equal than others, huh?
Well, you see, it's a big money-making thing among their people, and they periodically go around and scare them. Mm-hmm. And say that, you know, Adolf's hiding around the corner.
Yes, he's coming back.
Yeah, and so they raise lots of money.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Leslie, are you still there? Okay, Leslie asked her a good question, which I was going to ask. I'm glad she did. Let's go to Terry in Texas now. Hello, Terry.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
All right, sir.
I do have a question that hopefully Mr. Chapman will be able to address. First, I need to make a comment. It's so good to have two heavyweights on the program. And I certainly, Mr. Chapman, I'm sure you're aware of that, too, that I think very highly of Rick. It's good to have a host who's so knowledgeable and so eloquent and has command and grasp of the subject matter, which is really good, which makes the show, that show program that much more educational. So I have... I want to say high praise to Rick.
Well, I see you got my check in the mail.
Yeah,
huh?
I did. I cashed it. And my question relates to the Gold Theft Act of 1933, and apparently, first question with the Gold Theft Act is, do you have any figures back then as to how much? At least in tonnage, how much gold was accumulated by the government with the passage of that act? Secondly, how it relates today. I haven't kept up with, I'm not knowledgeable in all the areas, but is that the effect of that act still in effect? And if so, you have also, on several different programs, have made it a point to let people know that they should be taking physical possession of gold. So what are the parameters? Does it make sense to have just gold bullion, or should you have it of new semistic value? And what are your, what's your take or sense or feel as far as when you run the finger up the flagpole, if you were just only holding gold bullion, that they would reenact an act similar to that one or bring that one back to life?
All right, let's deal with the first question.
Well, first of all, I was born in 1935, so I was only a year old when they did all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't remember it very well. But so that's a little, being a little facetious, but you got to boil this all down to one thing. And it doesn't matter what the law is, because they break the laws all day, every day. I mean, you see that in Washington. So you have to expect that all coins, all guns, all homes, all children, all everything is confiscatable by the United States government, more so today than ever in its history as a nation. And so they'll do anything they want at any time. And so what do? Well, you take delivery. My feeling is the best thing to have is coins, because most everybody knows what they are. And so if you want silver, you get 90% silver bags, because everybody knows what a dime, a quarter, and a half dollar is. And they know by the date that it's 90% silver. And on the other hand, at this point in the bull market in gold, I like numismatic coins, because I think the appreciation will be far more than bullion coins. But you have to remember that you have to find a way to get out of those numismatic coins and the silver coins you don't want to keep around for emergencies. And if inflation ends, then we're going to have deflation. And then you really only want gold bullion coins. So it's a way of playing the trend, the bull market in which we are in. And that's the way I approach it. I approach the stock end of it with a couple of really good quality companies and a couple of speculations. And I talk to the people and decide what I think is suitable for them and what they should and they shouldn't be doing. And there's other things that I do in conjunction with the international forecaster along those lines. So really the answer to confiscation is they'll do anything that they want anytime, to anything that they want, and you're either going to put up with it or you're going to shoot them, one or the other.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up about the silver real quick, and then I'm sure there are lots of other callers, lots of call questions. Silver never fell underneath that edict, right?
No, never did.
Okay.
And they
but,
never.
But as far as a push, even more so gold than even silver.
Say that again?
As far as making a purchase, you're saying gold even more so than silver, or would you recommend silver, some silver as well?
Well, I've always felt 20% in silver and 80% in gold. And in the final analysis, once inflation stops, then you want to be totally in gold bullion coins.
But
in the interim, as far as coins and bullion are concerned, I prefer at this point in time numismatics, and you're going to be get graded numismatics.
MS,
not the sliders.
Yeah.
None of this BU, AU, XFAU, and all this other stuff.
How
you got to get graded coins.
How does inflation ever stop us? Because if they start us back at zero with the Amero and it's a fiat currency, don't they just start up the printing press all over again?
Well, first of all, I think the Amero is far off in the future. And I don't think they're going to get away with it. That's number one. And Dingbat Fox was on a couple of television stations and told everybody what they were up to. I mean, this guy has to have his head screwed on backwards.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when inflation stops?
Incidentally, Fox is under investigation by the Senate in Mexico right now for, how would I put it, unjustified enrichment during his term. He was getting paid off is what it amounts to.
You bet.
And they're after him.
Thank you, Terry, for the calls.
Thank you.
I appreciate your input. Can we do a final 10-minute segment, maybe, Bob? Wrap things up, all right?
If you're not too tired, yeah.
Awesome. I'm not too tired at all. I don't want to press on you.
I know you slept all day.
Every day. All right. Thank you. Enjoy your sense of humor, too. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now. Let's see if we can fit in a couple of quick calls before the end. Bob Chapman is my guest, and let's see, we have a Bob in D.C., I believe. Is that right?
Yes, it is, Rick.
Hello, Bob.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And, John, I have a point of information, but first... It seems to me that the markets are setting up for a real quick or, you know, vicious downturn, and I think the Wall Street boys are setting up a double whammy, and it looks like it's just about ready to go right now. It seems like they've gotten the pension funds and the foreign money all in about as far as they're going to get it, or, you know, I'm not sure how far that is, but that's what it seems to me, and it could be within days or weeks. And I'm just wondering what your reading is on that. I just read the beginnings of your IF today. I just opened it up an hour ago, and some of the things you've written in there seem to point in that direction, too.
Well, I think you've got to look at what's going on in the gold market, and that is that there's a record short position by the commercials. And that short position has been more than doubled in the last 7 weeks. and gold has gone up during that period of time, which means all of their shorts are underwater. I don't have the figures in my mind right now, but the gold long options for December also are at a record, and they increased 10,000 this week, and there's probably about 55 or 60,000 that are in the money, and some of these gold options are at the obvious prices, but at 800 and 850 and 9 and 900 and even 1,000, which is rather surprising. And I think the people who are buying the gold options are buying bullion as well. And I think they're going head-to-head with the central banks. And I think the central banks have run out of power, and I see absolutely nothing to stop gold going straight to 1,000. And the reason I say that is that recently two analysts, top analysts from Citigroup and the president of the CEO of Barrick Gold, which is an Illuminati company, they've been involved in the gold suppression. Both groups are saying that because there's not enough production, that prices in gold are going to go to $1,000. So that tells me that they expect that to happen, number one, and number two, they intend to defend it there. And so I see nothing in sight. I don't know how the commercials can cover their shorts without higher prices. Mm-hmm. And the only way that this rally can be stopped is if the central banks lease gold, and there's no indication that they're going to at this time because the lease rates are too high. And either that or they've got to sell bullion. And we're seeing the United States execute swaps as well as England, which means that they don't have good delivery gold that they're selling into the market, so they've got to borrow it from somebody. And what they do have is coin melt and other old gold that doesn't come under the specifications that are needed today. And that means whatever gold that the two countries have is at the bottom of the barrel. And so if Germany, France, and Italy, who are very big holders, do not want to be sellers or leases, then gold's going to go right straight up. And I think the chances of that happening are good. I know that the Swiss are selling every day. They're selling 8 or 9 tons a month, or maybe as little as 7. And they expedited I think it was a 5-year program. They've already sold approximately half of what they wanted to sell, just in several months. And so they're working with the gold suppression cartel, and they will probably expedite their sales, but it's not enough to affect the market. There's too much gold physical offtake, and they finally have, I think, recognized that they can't hold the gold cook. The cost of gold, the price of gold, back anymore.
John, Bob. What if, I think it's in 2 weeks too. What if the Fed does not raise rates this time, which it's kind of unlikely they will, but also comes out with a statement immediate that does not indicate that they are going to raise the next time? What if something like that, maybe along with other actions which you can't see, what if something like that occurs?
Well, that could be a small negative to gold, but you still have all the underlying problems. You get a credit crunch.
Would it affect the general markets, though? Forget gold, bullion,
the
commodity.
I think it might make it go down. That market is totally driven by liquidity. It has nothing to do with reality.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, markets never do. The earnings aren't there. There's all kinds of economic problems. The GDP is dropping, and earnings are down from 18.5%.
Hey, gentlemen, we're out of time in this segment. Unless you can stay any longer, Bob.
I can't. I am dead.
I'll let you go because we just don't have time.
Rick,
right,
if I could make a point of information.
Yeah, all right. You can do that after the break. But, Bob, you have to run. Bob, thank you. We'll talk to you, Lord willing, next month. and on a Wednesday night, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob Chapman. Have a good rest. All right, you stay where you are for a point of information, and we'll take other calls when we come back with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back now with open forum lines here. We have Bob still on the line, I guess, from D.C. Do you still exist there, Bob?
I think I'm still there, Rick.
You're still in existence. Okay. You wanted to give us a point of information on something?
Right. Concerning the Armenian genocide question, an excellent interview was made by Christopher John Bjerknes. I don't know if you know who he is. But he runs a website called JewishRacism.com.
Oh, yes, yes.
And in the interview section, just done a few days ago on the 15th, he did a 45-minute interview with Reverend Bidros Hajin.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Hajin is an Armenian, and I believe he is in Armenia. At least he was as that interview was taking place, about a 45-minute interview. And it goes into great detail about all the problems currently, the politics here in the States, and his connection. I guess he is connected very closely with the Armenian community in California, which is one of the most powerful Armenian communities in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who's interested, that's a good place to go, and it's a worthwhile 45 minutes.
And that's JewishSupremacy.com?
No, Jewish Racism.
Oh, JewishRacism.com.
Yeah, and contiguous, yeah. No spaces or anything.
Right, right. Oh, thank you for that point of info.
Oh, it's a good one, so I suggest it to everyone. Farther down on that page, by the way, is an excellent, another excellent three-hour, though, interview with Mr. Bjerknes and Jim Condit, Jr.,
mm-hmm.
And it's had in relation to Jim Condit's 2003 DVD, Final Solution to Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another really good one. But I think,
well,
go ahead.
Know, we've got, like you say, you know, you have, and Bob said, wherever there's a lobby, there's always a vote. And in Massachusetts, where you have the most liberal delegation to Congress, you have Representative Markey, whose district certainly has a number of Armenian activists in it, very, very powerful, and certainly very angry at the ADL for what it has done to snub the recognition of this Armenian genocide. And he, of course, has been one of those pushing against the Turks on this. But
yeah,
you know, it's interesting to see the timing and what's going on behind the scenes. Now they're backpedaling and so forth. But like I say, there's always a reason for something, and it's not the reason they give.
Oh, that's
that
for
you
sure.
Can be sure of.
Yeah, and this, I've only listened to this once. I think it deserves two or three. And this fella must have a lot of influence, because Chris Bjerknes was actually attempting to, I believe, persuade him not to be so vehement about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And and particularly regarding the Turkish situation, and I think personally, I think that Turkish situation was always and is now a fait accompli, and it was always in the plans that Turkey would take the oil regions in the north. But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, this is a good one, and I recommend it to folks.
Excellent. Thank you again, Bob.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Okay.
Bye now.
And John dropped off from Florida. Now we have Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Robbie, I wanted to tell you, I have a question for your guest, and I want to tell you real quick that I think you have the best show on the airwaves, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you received the check.
Okay.
Everybody's getting money from me. Well, no, I'm only kidding.
You got me addicted to that Avengers theme here.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Thank you. Bless you.
I wanted to ask your guest, Biff, in the past, I didn't do this much, but I sold stock with my stockbroker, and I would I would go in there, and he'd punch it into the computer and hand me a check right away.
Wow.
And so my wife, she's a little concerned about the stock market dropping, so she called Monday to sell some of her stock. Mm-hmm. And the stockbroker told her that it would take him about 2 weeks to sell the stock. And I wanted to ask your guest, does that sound right?
It probably does. Well, you can write to him direct, the international forecaster, and the address he gave. But I wouldn't want to answer for him, because he would have a definitive knowledge in that field, you know.
Okay, he left. The guest left?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He had to go. He spent with us an hour and a half, and that's a lot, because he's on the other programs here on RBN. And he's a busy guy. He really is. I don't know how he does it, but at his age, you know, in his 70s now, he's been very active, probably more active than ever. So
that's fine.
I wouldn't want to burden him, but every month Bob Chapman is here, usually the third Wednesday of the month. So make a note of that.
Okay,
and
great.
We'll have him back, and I would think though that getting out of the market and some of the stocks that you would hold would be something you'd want to do. There are other things to do, too, and certainly not putting all your eggs in one basket. I would say being as liquid as possible would be the best thing to do, you know?
And how do you do that?
Well, one of the things you do is to try to get out of any kind of credit situation, any obligations, any loans, any mortgages, and to try to convert what you do have in terms of, you have real estate or you have something tangible, I would say tangible assets, into money, and then you could invest in more gold and silver coinage, invest in food, invest in guns and arms and so forth. Do the things that are necessary to weather the storm, you know?
That's what she was thinking. She was was going to draw this out and then call Robbie.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe
I would.
Get some gold.
Definitely, that would be a good move. Okay. You won't go. You won't get a bum steer with Robbie Noel.
That sounds real good.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Keep up the good work.
Sure.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You, Steve. And, yeah, RBN certainly could use your help as well, republicbroadcasting.org, or you call us during the weekdays at 800-724-2719. That's the number, 800-724-2719, if you wish to buy, purchase, or donate whatever you have. But you see, the money is losing value now so rapidly, so quickly, that you're never going to stay ahead of the game. And that's why, you see, I try to explain to people on the TV show, you know, which I do in Rhode Island, you know, we have this big budget crisis. Many states, of course, are in this crisis now. And it's not entirely their fault, even though they have stolen from the people for years and they have played the game of feathering the nests of the pensions, health care benefits of public employees, and all that's coming to an end now, as we predicted, by the way, 30 years ago. But the fact of the matter is, when you have a dishonest money system, you have a corrupt money system, that money system will destroy itself, and it's meant to. It's meant to be destroyed. The people who designed it, these Keenites, these internationalists, Zionists, of course, knew what they were doing centuries ago. They knew that if you got control of the currency, they knew that they could manipulate people, force them to use it, and then destroy it whenever they felt it was necessary to destroy. Now, all this stuff about rescuing the dollar and trying to save the dollar, sure, they're going through the motions. The reality is they know it's falling. They know the dollar is going to be destroyed. It has to be destroyed to make room for the new currency and the new world order. And whether it comes incrementally or in one fell swoop really doesn't matter. However they can get it, you know, as Bob Chapman says, they have no morals, no qualms, absolutely no ruffles about doing anything. And murder is considered a badge of honor to them. Believe me, it is. So when Henry Gonzalez, the chairman of the Banking Committee in Congress, when he started making overtures to investigate the Federal Reserve System, attempts were made on his life. Three attempts that I know of were made on his life. They could have killed him, but they didn't. They warned him. They said, hey, after this third attempt, it's going to be for real. And he shut up. He withdrew. He retrenched and says, no more. Forget about it. We're not going to investigate the Fed. We're not going to go against the grain because they are too powerful. This system is very, very powerful. It's Satan's system. Remember, Satan's system of currency. I don't call it money because it's not money, but it is a currency system. That's what it's intended to do. So the pensions now are going slowly but surely down the drain. And I asked somebody this question today. I try to ask a simple question and show you just how stupid people are. This is a classic example, okay? And this is why they can get away with what they get away with. If you, for instance, had in your bank account, let's just say a hypothetical increase of interest, and you received a 10% increase, 10% interest on the money you have in the bank, but inflation is actually running at 20%, devaluation of the currency, 20%, how can you be expected to pay a tax on a gain which you have not had? 20 minus 10 is 10, my friend. So rather than having gained 10%, you've lost 10% of the value, right? I mean, is this too hard for people to figure out? Well, of course, you cannot pay a tax on something that you've actually lost. You have not gained, but you've lost 10% of the value that you had in that bank account through devaluation of the currency. And who do you hear talking about this? Who do you hear who's honest enough on any of these so-called brilliant TV talk shows, these incredible paragons of intelligence and genius? Where do you hear them? You don't. You don't hear them. I mean, guys like Louis Rukeyser, the late Louis Rukeyser, maybe used to talk about some of this years ago. And, of course, he's dead now. And maybe one or two others. Lou Dobbs, of course, comes to mind. But you don't hear it. And that's why you don't hear it. Because if, in fact, you did, and people started thinking of how they're being robbed every day, thinking of how their savings are going right down the tubes, it's going in the pockets of the Zionists, the Zionazis, who run the banking systems of the world, they would revolt. And we can't have them revolt. That's why we go after Ed and Elaine Brown, and we go after all the little hard-working goyim, and we take care of them. We round them up. We put them in solitary confinement, put them in jail cells. We gas them, we beat them, we torture them, whatever we can do. We break their will one way or another, and we'll do you too. That's what they say. That's what they believe. David Rockefeller says, I plead guilty. To what? What does he plead guilty with? Huh? You want me to read it again? For all of you newbies out there, you new-time listeners, you want me to read what he wrote in his 1992 book, Memoirs? I will. If you so wish, I will. I'm going to read it to you verbatim, so you'll get the message, ladies and gentlemen. David Rockefeller, Chase Manhattan, the notorious Mr. Rockefeller, who many of you, of course, knew as one of the linchpins of the international banking cartel. He said in his book Memoirs, for more than a century, the ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents such as my encounters with Castro to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. Then he says, if that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Well, there you go. Hey, Satan's proud of what he represents. His minions are very happy, very proud that they can be wreckers and destroyers. That's what Satan means, you know, wrecker, destroyer. And they're building their new world order. Why would I be ashamed of it, he said. I'm proud that I've created such misery and suffering so that I can create this new world order, as Professor Quigley said in his book Tragedy and Hope. Oh, yes, it'll be a better world order. We know what's good for you, and we're going to give it to you, whether you like it or not. We will create this one world system. Don't you little folk think about resisting, because there ain't enough of you, and you're too dumb. You'll do what we say. You'll do what we have conditioned you to do through the mass communication media, through the television networks, through the motion pictures, through the music, through all of the literary works, all of the novels, all of the trash and garbage and sewage that you read and consume every day. We'll pollute your minds. We will give you what you need to be robots, to be little children, little goyim, following in our footsteps, and that will destroy your society. That will do it, ladies and gentlemen. So they say, huh? All right. Let me take Ernie in Indiana. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've called these kind of shows.
Well, welcome back.
How are you tonight? Yeah. Well, for everybody out there that's ready to pull out the rifles, yeah, I think it's a little early. I think we still have a shot at reforming these parties, because at least we've been consistent and what we've been warning people about, unlike the rest of them out there. And I just go about my day telling people they need to kill their television set. And I think I've got one of the tellers at the bank curious about things, because I told him to go on the internet and watch the Money Masters. So from, I hope I planted a little seed there. It'll get somewhere.
Well, he may not have a job pretty soon.
Well, this Pettigrew's book, Triumphant Plutocracy, this, people have been complaining about this for more than 150 years. You know?
Sure.
And the only way we can do it is through our mass media and through word of mouth.
I think that's it.
Get people to, you know, turn off the TV set. There's nothing there. It's all commercial. You know, what are you going to get?
Well, if you filter it, it's okay. And if you filter it and get the kinds of programs that we do, I suppose you're edifying yourself and using it to its end. But if you leave it unsupervised, then you waste money on all of the junk. Then certainly that becomes the monster in the house, doesn't it?
Well, I got frustrated for a long time because you'd see...
Hang on if you wish, because we got a quick break, all right? I'll be back to you when we come back, and you stay right where you are. All righty, more Uncensored Radio Free America to come. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. we allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we're back now in the final lap of the program tonight. Ernie, you're still with me. Yes,
well,
Ernie, you're
the,
there, right?
The real point got a little bit off point.
Sure, go ahead.
Pick one of the two parties. Bring the message to them. Democrat, Republican, since the 1870s, there's the insiders, the real reformers have known that both parties are run by the same team. Mm-hmm. The guys with the guys that run the banks, the guys that hold all the interest in the corporations, they're the ones that control it. Take the message to the party. Let them know. The jig is up. And expose the ones that are in the party that are the agents and operators for these money interests. That was part of the game plan with Teddy Roosevelt's outfit, except they formed a third party and the free civil rights jumped over to the Democrat side and dispersed their power that way. Get in one of the parties, reform locally. And right. I guess one of the easiest offices or to shoot for is a school board. Because that's where the real damage has been done.
Well, you know, people have tried that, and they've tried it. But then you have this tyrannical federal government in Washington, and we have a judiciary out of control.
Oh, it's
that
been out
decides
of control
to
since
usurp the authority
Madison.
Of the local school board. Then what do you do, though?
Oh, right? That Marbury versus Madison, that whole Supreme Court should have been impeached for usurpation. We know
the Congress is the sapless branch, as one man once called it, a congressman. They do nothing. They allow the courts to get away with this judicial activism simply because it lets them off the hook. You know, they don't have to take a stand on any issue.
Well, the judicial branch is that closed shop that is a facilitator for the big interests.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyers are the managers of all this stuff.
When you think about it, Ernie, though, you see how corrupt the whole system is. And
it's been that way since square one.
Right from the beginning, and that's why they gave us a republic and not independent states, because they knew that they could control a central government more easily.
And people say that that's hard to find and figure out. Find autobiographies that were written by reformers and populists from the 1870s through the 1920s.
Yes.
And they'll explain it in so many terms that the nation used to be more federated, whereas there was local control.
That's right.
And then they had to get control of these states and get more and more control over the states so that you could, you know, well, like the railroads did, was fixing rates and pushing out smaller competitors or running smaller competitors in the ground so they could buy up lines cheap. That's how the Rockefellers did it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't through fair and honorable competition. It was just piracy.
Well, John D. said competition is a sin.
No, he wasn't the only one that felt that way.
No,
and that whole school of thought came from continental Europe.
Yeah.
And continental Europe was what folks was trying to get away from.
That's right.
The sin and arrogance of aristocrats running the show.
Yes.
And exploiting. Well, it's like they do to this day. People that actually use physical force to move the material around.
Yeah.
They give us worthless paper and they keep the titles to the
things. They're pretty smart, aren't they, huh?
It's not
smart. They're pretty corrupt.
There's nothing smart about it. All
you
have to do is control the educational system.
There you go. Well, they're pretty sharp to get away with it anyway.
One language. You have one language for the people and you have another language for the other side.
Hey.
And the other side is the one that they...
You've got the idea, Ernie. I got to run, though. We're out of time, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yep,
call
bye-bye.
Again. All right.
Okay,
we're out of time. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a completely open forum and a lot of topics to bring up. So we'll be back then, God willing. And I want to thank you all for participating again. And I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Good night. God bless.
With 3